Okay, so the first thing we want to do is review last week's assignments. Let's see a raise of hands. If you are all in a room, I'd ask you to raise your hand. Do you get away with murder on this call because I can't see you? But the idea, are you doing the assignment? Because none of this planning, these planning sessions are so crucial for us every year. And I'm going to tell you, the top network marketers do this every year. They understand the power of year-end planning, and they get it. That's what causes them to be so effective. So if you're not jumping on this, if you're allowing that program of procrastination to run your life, you're probably allowing it to run your life on this as well. I'm just going to highlight to you one more time how critical it is to do year-end planning. I mean, Lydia and I spend hours at it because it's so crucial for us to say, what are we going to do differently? Because no matter how successful or unsuccessful you've been, there's always room for improvement. Everybody agree, right? So the idea is, in order for me to be better, I need to do something differently. I need to evaluate. I need to look back and say what's working, what's not. And a lot of times it's us, you know, it's things about us. What are we doing? What are we not doing? What do we need to shift on? And that's why, you know, doing all that work that we set out for you last week is really important, because it's really important to find out, you know, if there's a blockage somewhere and if you're not getting the results that you want to get, I'm going to suggest you have some blockage. And that's not like, you know, you need a heart catheterization. This is not about a physical health. It's about a health in your business, a health in your prosperity, a health in where you're headed, where you've been, and making sure you have clear steps and clarity on what's blocking you so you can overcome it. So let's just review quickly last week's assignments. We talked about the self-belief scale, one of my favorite, really one of my favorite. So if you haven't done that, walk through that exercise. You have it attached to last week's session, but it'll really unveil for you where you stand. And they're in, on that sheet, there's six different categories, so it really will isolate for you where you are. Now, you know, product, compensation plan, corporate leadership, network marketing as a general overall business, entrepreneurship, personal success, and leadership ability, all those six. You need to evaluate that because that will it'll just scream at you what you need to work on and what's holding you back. Because you can go, well, Mary Jo, but if my, you know, if I have a problem with the compensation plan, how is that holding me back with other people? Well, good luck trying to convince anyone to do this business for you, with you, if you have a problem. Because whatever your nut is in that, if you don't crack that and solve that, you're going to be holding back. And you can say, well, that's just in my own psyche. No, no, it shows up in how you talk and how you act and your sense of total commitment, all-in attitude towards what you're doing. So you want to solve those problems. You want to overcome those problems. So it's about, what are my next steps? Once you do the self-belief scale and you figure out where you're weakened, you've got to set up a strategy of what are my next steps to tackle those things. So you want to improve that. You want to be off the chart. You know, a lot of us, like I said last week, are number 10 on the product. We just absolutely love the product, and that's why we got involved. We either had an incredible health change in our life or people that we love, and that just set us on this path. And we continue to see those. I mean, I continue to get incredible results from the field and people getting on these products. So it's an awesome place for us to be. We know that. So the product, but the, you know, compensation plan, you know, working through all those, you got to figure that out and work on that. And I know some of us that have been around a long time, you know, we got hurt by the new comp plan, but one of the things I love about it is it's really super. I can get people to $500 faster than ever in my life. And, you know, $500, remember that stat. And it's not a recent stat. I think it was from like 2013 or something. But I don't know if they have one out there on bankruptcies today. But they said that 80% of the people who filed for bankruptcy never would have had to file for bankruptcy if they just would have been making an extra, $300 a month. And we can show people with 15 people how to get to 500, right? So just go AQ team. That's what it is. AQ team. The most important part of the plan, AQ team. When you get somebody making 500, they're going to get hungry and they want to make 1,000, then they're going to want to make 2,000, 5,000, 10,000. So, but you got to start them off on the right path. So self-belief scale, make sure you're doing that circle, and then, you know, get a game plan. What's my game plan for tackling those shortcomings I have? Number two, who's on my support team? great. You got to write that up. Who is on your support team? No one can do this without a support team. You need a support team. I mean, are there individual starters out there? Maybe one out of a million, but most people, we need somebody above us. We need people below us. We need a group of people that we're going to be in community with to help us work and that you can get feedback on a regular basis. What's your long pole in the tent? Remember that? That's kind of like that most critical task or the thing that takes the most time, and you've got to be really clear on what that is. Yeah. And some of us, I can tell you, our long pole in the tent is recruiting. We're just not out there recruiting. Why is that? Why am I not sharing with people? I'm doing it every day now with my new, you know, book. I make the energy and effort to hand out one book every day. And traveling, of course, holds me up a little bit. But I still push myself one book a day because there are always people in front of me. And there's no way you can do that unless you're carrying those books around. So I just give one book a day, a Richard book. And I put my information on the inside. I say, if you read it, I'll give you this book for Christmas. And that's what I'm using now because Christmas is coming. I said, but you got to give me your telephone number and contact information, and you tell me when I can get back in touch because it's a short book. It only takes you a couple days. And so that's how I'm doing it, and I'm handing those out. But it's about, you know, going out there and actually doing it. We want to make sure that we're working on it. That's our recruiting, and that's for most of us, that's definitely where the heart of our issue is in terms of what we're not doing enough of. We're not sharing enough. Vision is the next document, right? List the 10 most important thoughts in your exercise around the stream of consciousness, and then put them in the most important first. We want to make sure that, you know, our stream of consciousness, when we're working on, you know, what comes to us, we want to say just allowing ourselves free thinking and write them down and then put them in an order. And we talked about that last week as well. The to-be list. Why is to-be so important? We talked about that. Right? And all of you need to recognize that it's not what holds you back isn't the stuff you know or don't know or people, all these things. It's what is our beingness? What are we lacking? Because some people can talk about, well, but Mary Jo, I signed up like 5 people last month and they all quit on me. And I go, I'm going to suggest that has a lot to do with your beingness. You're a lot to do with your beingness. And I attached on the outline last week, characteristics of a good leader, and all of those were beingness issues like empathetic, peace, love, loving, patient, humble, things that we need to aspire to be a great leader, because people will follow you. If you show up as a leader, people will follow you. They're desperately looking for people to lead them. And that means you make an honest effort. You show up with integrity. You're competent. You're unselfish. You're selfless, in other words. You're a problem solver. You like to help people solve their problems, all these kind of things. So keep an eye on your to-be list to see, you know, what characteristics am I missing? What do I need to work on? And make sure that's part of your 2019. Mission statement, yep. We talked about that last week as well. It was in the outline and how to draft a mission statement. And they have that. I gave you a couple of places to go to find that. There's a great one out there that's written, you know, like I said, I told you about The Slight Edge by Leo Weidner. I remember doing that book. It was great. It's called The Life Creed. And Tony Jerry talks about an exercise in his strategic acceleration book about drafting a mission statement. And then there's also How to Write a Mission Statement in 5 Easy Steps by Tim Berry. And I gave you all those suggestions. So how many of you have done it? I don't know. You're not in my classroom, so I can't see the hands raised. But this is work that's groundwork. It's incredible, and it'll shift you in ways you never dreamt of. And some of us are saying, well, I don't want to get out of my comfort zone. Oh, I've done that in the past. I love it when people say, well, Mary Jo, I did that in the past. It didn't work. And I go, it. Okay, let's define it. Let's define it. Great question. It didn't work. And then we delved into exactly what the mission statement was or what the goal setting was, and we talked about each individual one. And you know what? Virtually every one of those conversations comes down to almost the same results in terms of analysis. It's not it that didn't work. It's I didn't work. I didn't work at it. I didn't put energy towards it. I didn't give it a directional. I didn't allow it to start taking a little bit of control of my life instead of me it being all about what I want to do. I want to watch TV. I want to go to the movies. I want to go golfing. I want to do this. I want to, all of that's fine and dandy. But when you plan your life, you strategically have to plan where do those play times fall into effect. And otherwise I'm on mission and I'm directed and I know exactly what I want to accomplish. So that's mission statement, so powerful. And then the annual review. We talked about the annual review as well, just kind of looking at what I did last year and what I'm going to do differently. And to me, and that wasn't anything I really got from anyone else. That was just something I just share with you guys. It was when I went back and I looked at my acceleration in Manatech, what caused me to, go from being totally incapable of sharing with people with my lawyering background to becoming a presidential director in less than 24 months. It was pretty amazing trek. And the big, big part of that was really that overall review, you know, and looking at what I need to be doing differently, because I knew if I did the same thing over and over again, what do we know about that? It's a definition of insanity. You're going to keep getting the same results. So looking back and saying, how am I shifting from last year? What can I do differently so that I can truly create more effective results? And it's a process that Mary Jo has never stopped doing. Am I doing it right now as my year end? Absolutely. It's part of every single year. I look at all those things that I'm doing and saying, how can I be better? Because that's the goal. I don't want to stay stagnant. I want to keep getting better. And I love it when people come up to me and they go, Mary Jo, you're doing something different. You're going off and you're doing and speaking into young entrepreneurs and wealth camps. And I go, yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, if I have all these years of experience, why am I not sharing it with people so they can become unstuck? You know, it's about gifting. It's about giving away what's been given to me. And that's really important. So it doesn't matter what stage of life you're in. We can all go and make a difference in people's lives. So let's go do that. All right, so that's basically our list of last week. Now we're going to move forward and talk about some new things that we want to get done for this week. Okay, now this doesn't mean if you didn't get your work product done last week that you throw it away and you kick off on this week's work. This is work between last week and this. These are two incredible sessions for you to take on for yourself to finish this work by January 1st. So I'm not giving you a freewheeling at procrastination because it's one of the worst habits people have. It's like, do it now. And sometimes they'll go, well, why should I said, do it now because it's the right thing to do. I said, get it out of the way. You got to keep talking yourself out of that concept because your subconscious has stored that for some reason. It's become a pattern of behavior. And you've got to say, I'm going to do it right now. And you have to just quiet that other voice that's coming out to get her done, but critically important. So make the commitment to your success on that. All right. So let's talk about the next one, affirmations and SWOT analysis. These are really fun things. In fact, what's really great about this is as I was getting ready for this call, I sit on a board of directors and have for the last 10 years of a charitable foundation called P70. And we have monthly meetings every month. And I do a lot of work for that organization as well. But we had a big special meeting the first week in December, and guess what we did at our special meeting? We not only did a review of the year, but we did a SWOT analysis, and I kind of smiled because I said, you know what, I teach and train this. I tell people how critical it is, and here an independent third party in my life who's a pastor of a huge mega church in the state of Georgia. Anyway, he's coming out and he's going, okay, we need to do the SWOT analysis. Everybody understand what it is. And there's Mary Jo. Yeah, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. You know, of course, because I love it and I teach it. So important for us to do that. But let's first jump into affirmations. A lot of you are familiar with affirmations. In fact, you probably grew up and you'd make statements about yourself. I am a national director on or before December 31st. I am presidential director. These are affirmation, A-F-F-I-R-M. We make statements about ourselves. And, you know, this was taught in network marketing for years and years and years, okay, and probably still is by many companies. But one of the problems with it, did it work? Well, it worked for a very few percentage of people because because the programming in our life, who we are and what our beliefs are and what our core things that are holding us back, are not found in our conscious, they're found in our subconscious. So we need to be starting to work on that subconscious level of thinking, which is where we've stored all our limiting beliefs. And we stored all these things about, I can't do that, I'm not good enough, blah, blah, blah. That's all from feedback that we've gotten as a child sometimes, but it started from basically from your first cognitive experience, because we store things in that subconscious that we're not even aware of on a daily basis. So what happens when you write affirmations, you write it down of, I'm going to be da, 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 and your subconscious goes, no, you're not. You know, you have a second voice that talks to you that doesn't believe in that, right? And so you get this feedback arc that goes on, and it's like, and we wonder why we booby trap ourselves, because our subconscious is filled with reasons why not, and shortcomings and belief systems and all these things that we don't even realize make us up, except that we see them come out in when we are in interactions with people. And sometimes we see things that we don't like about us, and we wonder, well, wow, that's just who I am. And I go, that's the worst statement you can ever make about yourself. That's just who I am. Because what you're saying is you're stagnant. You can't grow. So what this incredible guy came up with, Noah St. John, he came out with the concept of affirmation and really tapping into your subconscious, right? Because our human brain is really the process of asking questions. Making statements we don't believe really doesn't really work for us. So we ask questions, and your subconscious only can respond to questions, okay? So if you ask a question, why I'm such a loser, it'll dump on you big time, right? Your subconscious, all of a sudden you'll come out with a whole laundry list. But instead, if you ask your subconscious, why am I one of the best network marketers in the state of Texas? Now my subconscious will start pulling, because it can only answer the question. It doesn't have independent thinking processes of itself. So it will start pulling out all the greatness of who you are. So affirmations, that's what they're all about, is reiterating to the subconscious and building up in the subconscious all the greatness of who you are and pulling that forward. So it really reassures you, and it creates a difference in your life. It'll be like, you know, why is it that I'm going to recruit 10 people in the next 10 days? And you just ask yourself that question. So these are affirmations. And your subconscious will just give you 101 reasons why that's true. And you'll focus on that positive attitude and watch the results you create. So affirmations are awesome. If you haven't read Noah St. John's book, you need to do that. It's a great one. And you want to draft, what you want to do is draft one on each of the areas that you came across in your self-belief scale analysis. So each one of those six categories, definitely have an affirmation on each one of them where you're asking yourself that question. By the way, for those of you who haven't read Noah St. John's book, I did a book review of that, so you can look that up on the website as well, my Manatrain website. And then you can look at other issues that might be holding you back in your life and say, okay, I'm going to have an affirmation on that as well, because I recognize that's a shortcoming of mine. But definitely do that, because you want to understand that. And then for the SWOT analysis, I attached a worksheet. I believe Lydia gave you those. That was what I think she left those off on the initial outline she sent out. So you want to go back and do that. She's got me with so much equipment set up here, I can't get it. I don't have it in front of me, but I know she put that attachment on that for you. So you want to look at the analysis there in terms of SWOT analysis. So, and it's a couple pages long, and I'm staring at it now, second planning session for 2019. So definitely do that for yourself. It's a great, and I suggest, as I do with everybody, that when you do those things, you want to do them with other people. Don't do it as a standalone. Do it with other people so that you have a team that's going to support you to create the best results. Okay? So that takes care of the affirmations and SWOT analysis. And then you're you want to develop your what? Your goals, goal setting. Woo! We know about goal setting. I've trained on goal setting 101 times, and you guys have, you know, have looked at it every end of the year. It's always about, okay, what's going to happen next year? And some of you go, well, Mary Jo, I've been doing it for 10 years, and it's never worked, so I'm just not going to do it. Well, that's just stepping into failure. Because we know, I mean, there are literally thousands of books written on how to be effective and how to grow your business and how to accomplish results beyond your imagination, how to, you know, achieve what you want in life and get what you want. And every one of them talks about goal setting, right? Every single one of them talks about goal setting. So if everybody in the world is talking about goal setting and everybody recognizes how critical it is, what makes you like the specialist? I mean, we're talking about the biggest names in personal development and business and everything. These guys do it. I mean, it's like, you know, it'd be anathema to them to not set goals on an annual basis. And you know that famous study, I think it was out of Harvard or Yale, that they looked at the people, that the 3% of the people that wrote goals created more income than the other 97% of the graduates. Just because they set goals, and it's writing down written goals. So you definitely want to participate in that before the year ends. Procrastination, allow that to be one of your goals, that there is no procrastination in your life. You just take charge and make things happen. And so start your goal setting today. And there's five levels that we always talk about. Be smart, and I don't really need to go through these. I'm sure most of you are familiar with them, but I will run through them quickly. You know, specific, you want to make them specific, so don't make a general statement. I will be rich by December 31st, 2019. Well, that's not very specific, because rich to one person could be rich to somebody else. And rich could, all of a sudden, you could start going like this, well, but Mary Jo, I was rich in my spiritual walk. And I go, that's awesome. But I'm not sure that's the goal that you're setting when you're talking about where you're taking your Manatech business. So you want to be specific about what you're trying to accomplish, because generalities will not, you know, serve you. They won't serve you in any way. Sure. Why do we tend to draft goals in general ways? Because our subconscious is kind of there to temper our goals. It's there to say, well, you start thinking big goals, and all of a sudden something comes up in your head, and it goes like this. Well, why do you think you can do that? You didn't do it last year. You haven't done it in the last 10 years. Where's that coming from? Where's that second voice coming from? That's your subconscious dealing with you, what you've stored in there before in the past. And so it's like you want to quash that. So you're gonna ask your subconscious, why am I going to achieve these incredible goals? And your subconscious will answer that. They will come back and tell you why you're going to accomplish that, because they're there to answer questions. So you want to make sure that all your goals are specific. You want to make sure they're measurable. So you can't say something like, I have a goal by the end of the year, I will have a better relationship with my spouse. Okay, now how is that measurable? Well, that we won't be fighting as much, or we'll get along more, we spend more time together, blah, 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 right? And I go, nah. I said, what's going to cause you to have a better relationship with your spouse? I said, you touched upon it, and that's exactly it. You've got to think of what are the specific actions that are going to produce a better relationship with your spouse. And that's going to be something like spending more time. That's like probably the number one thing you can do to have better relationship with a specific person in your life, is spend more time with them, because that shows how much you care, right? It's a dedication of your only limited asset, which is time. So if you're talking about improving your spousal relationship, you might want to say something that affects that. You know, during the year of, for 2019, I spend, you know, it's future tense, present tense, I spend at least one night a week, 2 to 4 hours, alone with my spouse in an activity we enjoy. That will absolutely improve your relationship with your spouse, okay? So M, measurable, make it measurable, something you can measure. So then you can look on a week-to-week basis, you could say, did I do it last week? Did I do it? You can check it off. Hold yourself accountable. Achievable, absolutely. So you wouldn't want to say, if you just started in Manatech, you wouldn't want to say you're going to be, I am platinum presidential on or before December 31st, 2019. That's not reasonable. It's not achievable. So you want to push yourself out of your comfort zone on your goals, but you don't want to make something that's unachievable because that'll set in depression. And then one more time, you'll hammer on yourself and give feedback to your subconscious. I'm a failure. I can't do it. I didn't do it again. And your subconscious just goes, okay, okay. It takes in all that negative stuff and just says okay to it and stores it for you. So you don't want to do that. It's time to end that those terrible behavioral patterns. So make sure it's achievable. Do something and just look. And if you don't know what's achievable, if you're brand new or you're relatively new in Manitech and you don't know whether it's that or something that's really crazy, or you talk to your upline or your support team and get some feedback on it so that you can be more reasonable. All right? So achievable, critical. But again, pushing you out of your comfort zone, but make sure it's something that's achievable. And is it a critical? I mean, if you miss a goal at the end of the year, are you beating up on yourself and you're a failure? No, because what happens when you set these goals and you maybe fall, you know, 1,000, you know, TV short or DPV short, you can say to yourself, well, you know what, but look what I did accomplish because I set that goal. So there's always celebration. And then risky, they got to be, again, outside your comfort zone. We talked about that. We don't want to, if you just do blasé goals, I'm going to increase my DPV by 100 by the end of 2019. That's anything but risky, right? So the idea is you want to put something out there, put it on a limb, put yourself out there reaching for something that's way out there. So make sure it's risky. And then finally, timely. You've got to have a time frame around it. You don't want to put it an endless. So make sure that there's honor before is great language, because you don't want to say, I am presidential director on December 31st. If you honor before, what happens is it gives you the freedom in your psychology and your subconscious to allow things and promote the fact that it can happen before then. So you're not just putting a deadline so everything ends up happening on that last day. All right, so goal setting. Simple? I think, you know, I've been doing it for so many years. For me, it's simple. It becomes natural. But a lot of you, it's something that you really need to work on because you've been shying away from it. What's the number one reason people don't set goals? Because they claim they don't work. And let me make sure you have clarity on that. Goals work. It's us that doesn't do the work, right? So let's really put the finger on where the problem lies, not on goal setting. So you want to make sure you overcome and do them differently so that you really become a monster when it comes to goal setting. And then review all the goals. I think I went through a lot of these issues. Make sure they're personal. Start with I. They can't just be general. Present tense, we talked about that. Use live action verbs, not being verbs. So use live action verbs and feeling verbs. Be brief. So your goals shouldn't be like six sentences long for one goal. It should be one goal, one sentence. And it should be direct and to the point. Be positive, not negative. So we don't talk about, I commit to losing at least 50 pounds on or before March 1st, 2019, okay? Or I lose 50 pounds. Losing things is it's a negative word. So how can we rephrase something like that? I weigh, whatever that minus 50 is, you can say, I weigh, you know, 145 or less on or before March 31st, 2019. There you go. That's a positive. It's talking about what you do weigh, so not about losing something. And make sure they're smart, specific, measurable, attainable, risky, right, and timely, all those things. So evaluate your goals once you do it. If you need more help on that, Brian Tracy has an app called Goals Wizard. You can look up that. That might support you in getting that accomplished. And it's goalswizard.com. And I haven't looked at it for a while, but I don't believe he would have changed that. Okay, share your goals with support team. We talked about that. 3x5 cards. Read them every day. Carry them around with you. Put them in your purse or in your wallet, somewhere where you have access to them. And every day, it's not a bad habit to have to kick off with reading those goals every day. Now, you're not necessarily working on every single one of them every day, but they need to be present. If you plant them in your head and you plant those goals, they're all positive, they're right? They're affirmatively stated, not negatively. It's going to support you accomplishing the results. I don't know how many of you would raise your hand if I asked right now that, number one, have you set goals in the past? Probably everybody has. But number two, have you written them down on 3x5 cards? Well, I'll probably lose half the crowd. And then the third thing, do you read them every day? I'd probably lose the whole crowd. Because we have a tendency to ignore them. Why? Because the minute something goes awry, we throw the goals aside. They're not, we like to say, they don't work. Again, it's not them that doesn't work, right? So do all those things. Know the results if you fail to meet the goals, too. So if we attached a form that just shows you, if I don't reach those goals, what does that mean for me? What results am I going to create / not create? Yeah, what problems am I going to cause? Like that. So we want to make sure that we're doing that. Are you disconnected? If the goals aren't real to you, then you need to rethink them. So after you get done spending the time in goal setting, you want to sit down and you want to rethink them. These are critical. If I wouldn't spend this much time every year on goal setting if I didn't know how critical they are for your future. They are critical. They make a difference in every one of our lives. So make sure that you look at them, they're real to you. If they're not real to you, then redo it. Work with that group of upline or crossline people, that support team for you to accomplish that. And make sure that you're connected with them. And then draft a strategic plan. You know, and strategic planning is important as well. You want to make sure that you have a plan of action. What's going to be different? And Lydia and I go through this. We start it usually at the beginning of December, and we just start, you know, putting down, you know, our whole analysis of what we did this past year. What are we looking for in our new year? How are we going to, you know, be out there in the public more? How are we going to be interacting with more people? One of the reasons I'm on a speaking tour for next year as well. Because it gives me a lot of access to people I wouldn't have access to. So it's a great opportunity for me to be involved at a different level. So it's enjoyable, and we're looking at other ways to do that, to increase our breadth of, you know, connections that we have. And you don't have to go on speaking tours to do that. You can do that just merely by joining clubs, you know, hanging out with different people, you know, going to showing up at your workout facility every single day on a daily basis, working with some of the people I've given my books away to for your career, the people at the workout club, the millennial groups, and they're loving them. They're enjoying them, and they love, they throw little spars at me, and when I get back in town, I'm meeting with them for lunch when I get back, so I'm excited about that. But it's that interaction, but it takes us to be social beings, right? So we need to go out there. So that's part of developing your plan. How am I going to be more socially interactive? If I don't interact with lots of new people, what's my likelihood of growing my Manifest business? Not great, right? And then we look at, what are we doing to support our current team? That's got to be part of your strategic plan as well. How much are you pouring into them? What are you doing on a weekly basis, monthly basis to support the team you have? Because you can't just go out there and sign people up. You know, there are a lot of people that go out and sign. They might be great enrollers, but the problem is the fallout is as fast as the enrollment is. And that's just a sign that there's no support system for those people. And you can't say, well, Manatech does that. No, they don't. You do that. And you're setting an example. Every single thing we do in our Manatech business sets an example for who? For all the other people in your organization. Because they're going to look at it and they're going to say, wow, if that's what Mary Jo's doing, then that's what I need to be doing. Hang on a second here. I got some noise in the background. Okay, so anyway, so yeah, we just have a little noise. Sorry if you can hear that. I'll try to stop it from impacting me. So we have that in place. So again, failure to plan is plan to fail. I'll get those systems work for you. Bookends, how many people are familiar with bookends? How you start your day, how you finish your day. I did a CD set all around bookends that and what to look through on the day, because you want to kick off your day, start your day, and you want to close it down. And the problem with network marketing is sometimes we get so heavily involved in it, we start to, you know, denying our family time. We get so focused on just doing what we're doing that everything else falls by the wayside. But bookends is going to help you, you know, start your day right and finish your day off right. And it's great to develop an expertise around that and really know what that entails. So make sure you draft your daily routine so you have it down, so you're honoring your family. You know, it's for me, God, family, and then man, if it comes somewhere in the line down line. But, you know, there's priorities in our life, and we want to make sure we keep those priorities correct. Because if we stop honoring our family and stop honoring our faith, we're going to lose a lot more than we ever could possibly gain in Manatech. So keep things straight, and bookends help that. They'll also help you be much more organized. Accounting for taxes. We have a system that we account for taxes, and that's all about having envelopes and putting all the receipts in. A lot of, we don't really need receipts for anything less that's less than $75 a day unless it's a hotel room. So the idea is you can just keep a track record of what they are, you know, write them down. But you have a sheet that you have, and I've always advised people to get a manila envelope or something for each month. And then at the end of the year, you just take 12 sheets and you accumulate them, and you can do your taxes in, like, less than a half hour. But if you're throwing them every which way, you put them in a little box, and the box is there, you're putting them in your pocket so they go through the laundry, you're in trouble. So you want to account for your taxes. Another good reason to take my tax class that's coming up in January, February, so you can get all that straightened out. Daily action lists, schedule in your calendar the night before. Very important. I got lost on that this year a little bit for a couple months, and I found myself hating it because I was like in disarray. I get up in the morning, I didn't know what I was going to do that day. Well, now I'm getting back in the habit. Every night before I go to bed, I write a list out on my to-do list so I have exactly what I want to accomplish. Will new things come in? All the time, especially if you're actively doing the business, so you want to be prepared for that. Education, how are you investing in yourself? Oh, Lydia, hang on a second. I got a pause. Okay, sorry, that's great. Okay, so education, your personal growth, your learning, Manatech Info, you want to continue to develop, you know, put time and energy into that. I do it all the time. I mean, I'm constantly working on Mary Jo because I'm the variable in this business. Manatech's not a variable. You know, the people out there in the world aren't very, you're the variable. So whether you succeed or you don't succeed, you got to look in a mirror and say, I'm the variable. I'm the one that makes the difference. I'm the one that's either going to succeed or not succeed. Nothing Manatech does can impact my success. Now, we can blame Manatech for a lot of things, or we can blame our downline, or we can blame, you know, there's a lot of things and a lot of reasons we look at why things aren't working out the way we planned them. But we always need to start with, you know, ourselves. What are we doing or not doing that's triggering this downtrend or whatever trend might be going on for you and your business today? We love to find excuses. It's normal human behavior that we start pointing our finger and blaming something else because that's easy to do. But the reality is take that finger and just curl it around and point it back. So make sure you recognize that. So invest in yourself. Invest in your attitude towards that. That's why I go to the ANMP every year, because it's a huge, you know, convention with incredible network marketers, great speakers, and it just reaffirms to me I'm in the right place, and that's important for me to do because it builds my belief system. And again, planner, definitely have a planner, whether you use a manual or computer, whatever, and I'm promoting the one that we make because a lot of people like physical ones. I personally, as high-tech as Lydia is, I'm a little bit low-tech, and I love the planner because I just love to write my, you know, that's where I put my to-do list for the next day. Before I go to bed at night, I just work on that, and I put it down. I look at what's in my calendar, already booked in my calendar, and I go from there. So it just allows me, if I have a visual of it right there, and some, obviously many people work off the computer. So start today, people. I just finished off with that at the end of the outline. Set a goal for your, you know, commitment in terms of what you're going to do in this new challenge that's out there. We have, you know, this new challenge that's going on that's all about, you know, skinny jeans and all that stuff. And where do you want to be for that? What are you going to do in that skinny jeans challenge? But first, you got to be familiar with it. You got to, you know, listen to the tape call, go on the Facebook Live and listen to that. And make sure that you get that information so that you can do something with it and help other people as well. I also say make a goal for your overall health, because without health, what do you have, right? I mean, that's number one. It's really important that you take care of money. Doesn't matter if you don't take control of your health. So you want to make sure that you're working on yourself. One of my easiest things I get to talk about when I'm out there and people asking about health and questions like that, and I get to share about where I am with my health today. Now, that doesn't mean each one of us has to be that healthy, but we need to be able to be talking about what we're doing to support our health to be the best we can, right? And the commitments we make to do that. Where will you be at by Manifest? Nano Manifest is coming up, and you want to make a commitment. It's a great time. That could be your first goal you set for the year. You know, by the time Manifest comes around, I want to be at X dollars DPV and at this leadership level. I don't know if it's silver director, gold executive, presidential, gold presidential, whatever that might be for you. Where do you want to be? What's that commitment you're going to make to yourself? And it's not just want, it's something you're going to commit to. What am I going to commit to creating? And start putting that down, because Manifest is right around the corner. And we know that attending Manifest is crucial. In fact, Manifest is going to be at the Arlington Convention Center this coming year, which is a stone's throw from my house. So I have no excuse not to be there, right? Is that funny? Of all places. Of course, I've been spoiled because I'm in the Dallas area, so Manifest has always been, you know, within probably half an hour of my house. But it's never been within 5 minutes of my house, and this time it is. So I'm excited about that, and I believe it's in April. The dates are already on the computer, so you can start making plans for that. But make a plan on how many people you're going to bring, because you know what makes a difference in your business? How many butts you put in the seat at Manifest. If you can get five or three or two others to go in here, or some of you just started, maybe you just plan on one, but if you can get five other people to go from your team, that will help that team solidify and just be exhilarant, because it's so exciting to be part of that Manifest event. And Richard Brook will be there, no question about it. He's going to be at Manifest this year. Okay, people, that's all I have for today. I got to run to jump on stage. Hey, I love you guys. Get to work. These are crucial times for all of you to just really, you know, take the time and energy to do this kind of work, to really dig in and work at yourself. What am I going to accomplish? What does this look like for me? Where am I taking my Manifest business in 2019 to really truly make it the best year yet for you? And I think it can be for all of us, but you got to get rid of the excuses. You got to get rid of the reasons why not. Okay, everyone. Love you guys. Have a great week. Have a great rest of the year. I probably will be on with you on December 31st. I'm going to fight Lydia to have that call. But next week we won't be on because it's Merry Christmas time, Christmas Eve on next Monday. And I just want to say Merry Christmas to all you, and I love you, and I wish the best for all of you. Thanks, everybody.